inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Amelia. So how did you go with your Allegro Dancers reunion?
Magandang araw, Norma. I just got back from Manila to attend our grand reunion of my group Allegro Dancers last February 10, after 50 years.
Ooh.
We get together, to my surprise, ang mga dumating ay from all over the world. America, okay. Canada, San Francisco, Hawaii, Japan, Hong Kong. Siyempre, sa mga sa Manila,
nandoon
sa Manila.
Yes, uh-huh.
It was really a surprise for me because I didn't know, hindi ko na alam kung nasaan na sila, kaya nagkatipon-tipon yung araw na yon, which is really a surprise. We were on our 20s, but now we're on our 70s, so what happened? During my primary days, I was in grade 1, and I remember we have a neighbor who had a dance school, a dance studio, and every afternoon after school, I go and watch ballet classes. One day, I asked my mother if I could start studying ballet. My mother always says yes. But as a child, when your mother says yes, you go away and forget about it. But I realized after high school and attended dance classes under Mrs. Ursalia Merino Santos, I never had any formal dance classes.
So ibig sabihin nun, you have the innate talent, which is, well, you're graced with that, you're blessed with that innate talent, and which has all been instinctive.
Mm-hmm.
So paano nagsimula na napapunta ka sa television and all that?
Okay. Nung nasa Far Eastern University, meron akong offer, as the days go on, meron akong offer from Alice Reyes.
Yes.
Na gagawa siya ng isang television show. And she asked me if I could join her group.
Mm-hmm.
So I never said no. I always says yes.
Mm.
So I joined. My first TV show was The Lucky Strike Show, which is under Nelda Navarro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that started it. Then after that, Al Quinn mm-hmm. saw me on TV, offered me to dance on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And while I have some time in 1960, Maureen Tionco from America,
uh-huh.
who she's a Filipina as well, did the flower drum song on stage. And of course, everyone has to audition. And I was one of the talent that joined the flower drum song, and I was one of the onions.
Mm-hmm.
And after a stint of a month or two, we finished our flower drum song show. Teddy Yabot, who is an advertising person, approached me, and she's one of the talent also at the flower drum song. And
uh-huh.
he said to me, Amelia, I want you to be in Channel 5,
oh.
on Channel 5 on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and I want 6 dancers. I said, why? I said, I want you to choreograph a show for men only, Carmen Soriano. And I said, I'm not a choreographer, I said, Teddy. I said, you will be one.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. Okay. So I asked my friends, who are also dancers from FEU, 6 of us. I said, I just want you to be there on Monday, put black tights and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I want you in black tights and black leotards,
mm-hmm.
and just be there. Okay. So we were there. To make the long story short, I was there. And he started telling me what I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I obliged. And then he said to me, okay, I'll give you 5 minutes. And said, what would you like me to call your group? And I said, I don't know. And said, how about Amelia Apolinario Dancers? I said, no, I don't like my name, I said. So I said, I'll give you another 5 minutes, I said, because I have to do the credit. Okay. So he left, and then I keep on doing my choreography and all this. And then he came back, and mm-hmm. then he said, Amelia, what? I said, no, I don't know. While he was going away, he said to me, how about Allegro? He shouted at me. That's how it started, the Allegro Dancers.
That's interesting,
yeah.
isn't it? Bigla-bigla lamang. Or maybe it was meant to happen like that.
Well, with my age now, I recall back, that was my journey, Norma.
So anong mga shows ang naging most relevant sa buhay mo?
On my noontime show, I have the Stop, Look, Listen.
Mm-hmm.
That was my regular show. On my evening show, I have Nida Nestor's show.
Mm-hmm.
I have Pilita Corrales. Mm-hmm. I have Pilar Pilapil. Mm-hmm. I have Norma Ledesma. I have Apo Hiking Society.
I also did work with them.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Practically
everyone.
Everyone. And during my days, Leia Production saw my work on television.
Mm-hmm.
I was called one day by Leia Production, Mrs. Santos as well.
Yes.
It's another Mrs. Santos.
Yeah.
And to make the long story short, they offered me a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Romeo Vasquez and Helen Gamboa,
I think. Oh, okay.
Yeah. As I have remembered. And after that, she said to me, Amelia, I'm going to offer you 6 movie production for you to choreograph. And I said, all right. You know, Norma, I don't say no. I always say yes. And I was very young then.
Yeah.
After that conversation, I went back home.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, and a friend of mine who's going to America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I was one of her protege. Mm-hmm. She was a dentist. And said, Amelia, I'm going to America. I am going to New York. I said, would you like to come with me?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, when? I'm leaving on Saturday. And we're talking about this Saturday. And I said, what? How can I do that? Number one, I've got no money.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my studio. I've got so much work in the Philippines, so I said, how can I do that? Well, it's up to you. If you want to come with me, I said, you'll have your own accommodation free,
mm-hmm.
your food free. All you have to think is your plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said to me, I said, well, that's okay. What I did that afternoon, I went to Leia Production, and then I said, Mrs. Santos, remember I'm very young then?
Yes.
He said, Mrs. Santos, can I talk to you? I said, yeah, okay. I said, I've got a problem. I said, what's your problem? I want to go to America.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your problem? I said, I signed 6 movies, but how can I start that if mm-hmm. I'm going to America?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, well, it's up to you. You know, it's your decision. And he said to me, and I've got another problem. He said, what? I've got no money. I said, if I can advance, you know, my contract. And that time, I think 10,000 pesos, I think, was very big that time. She gave me an advance for that.
Yeah.
Make the long story short again, Norma.
Yeah.
That was a Saturday. On a Monday, remember, I don't have passport.
Yeah.
I don't have visa. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything documented.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I did is I applied for passport on a Monday, and it was released straight away.
Oh.
I don't have to wait. And then I went to the American embassy.
Yeah.
They stamped my visa straight away.
Right away.
They gave me 5 years. And then after that, my second problem is my fare.
Yes.
That time, I don't know who was the president of Philippine Airlines, and my mentor, which is the dentist, came with me to go to Philippine Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get Fly Now Pay Later plan.
Oh.
Honestly, Norma, that week I was so busy, I left on a Saturday.
Oh, you were quite a person with guts. Happy adventure.
I think it happened just
and
so quickly.
And such determination. But I suppose that must have been meant for you, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
I think so. Recalling, yes.
And after your stint in the United States, bumalik ka sa Pilipinas, mm-hmm. and then you did some more movies and stage shows.
I think when I came back from America, I think that was my destiny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I can explain it, but I saturated the industry.
The industry, yeah.
Yeah, it was meant because that was the time also that I was looking after my whole family.
Ah, okay. Now, paano ka naman napunta ngayon dito sa Australia from that journey in the Philippines that you had as a performer?
Yeah.
You came to Australia and ngayon, Australia's your home,
yes,
right?
Yes. You know, I've got my 2 children.
Yes.
I was a single mother that time. I was a single mother for 10 years. Anyway, my sister Mila came to Australia in 1974. She was on her own And then my father followed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I visited her,
mm-hmm.
1977. And we were joking, me and my dad, passing the immigration, said, why don't you apply to come over to Australia? And I said, what? I said, because I'm the only one who can petition you as a father, you know,
yeah.
because you've got two children. And yeah. he said, okay. And then so I said
like
yes
that.
Again.
Yes.
So we went.
Just say yes.
Yeah,
don't
say yes.
No.
So I applied. And then I think it took me about three to four years when I got my acceptance.
Acceptance, mm-hmm. yeah.
And that time, I have my studio, I have this, I have that. And then I said, okay, I have to leave. I got it on September. I have to leave by January of mm-hmm. 81. So I was thinking, if I don't accept this, I will be stuck.
Yes.
But probably it was again my journey. And I asked my brother, come home, look after the studio, look mm-hmm. after the group or whatever. I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Mm. I live with my sister
yeah.
when I arrived, which uh-huh. I already migrated with my two kids.
Yeah.
And after 5 years
yeah.
living in Sydney, I met my husband.
Oh, okay.
After 5 years.
Yeah.
And we met in heaven, I was telling you.
Yes, yes.
We met in heaven because that time in 1986,
yeah.
he went to the Philippines to finish his thesis
yeah.
in education. I didn't meet him there. We're in the same plane coming back to Australia because
mm-hmm.
we finished our holiday with my
yeah.
two children. So that's how it started. And he started talking to me on the plane. He was, well, it's a long story about how we met.
You met in heaven.
We met in heaven.
It must have been meant.
It's a destiny
it's
again.
It's a destiny again. Yeah. So now you call Adelaide home.
Adelaide home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got a nice home. We've got grandkids
yes.
here.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, it's good.
And going back through those memories ng pagpunta mo nitong, ano, yung, inyong
reunion,
that must have been a good time for you to reminisce.
I was surprised. My feeling that time was I was so loved.
That's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Amelia. Now, you had a very interesting life. You mm-hmm. really did have a very good life journey. And thank you for granting us a portion of your time.
Thank you, Norma. It's a pleasure.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.